here's a story from The World.
We begin today with some good news on the pandemic front. The Massachusetts company Moderna is seeking emergency approval for its vaccine. If granted, the first shots could be given in just 3 weeks. Now, the grim news. The global death rate remains alarmingly high. Around 10,000 people are dying from COVID-19 each day. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths of any country, and public health experts expect things to get worse after millions of Americans traveled and gathered during Thanksgiving. Here's Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday.
If your family traveled, you have to assume that you were exposed and you became infected, and you really need to get tested in the next week, and you need to avoid anyone in your family with comorbidities or over 65.
Assume you are exposed and infected. Over in Europe, things appear to be improving a bit. Restrictions seem to be working and COVID cases are declining, but Europe is not out of the woods. Consider Greece. ICUs are nearly at capacity and a lockdown remains in place. A renewed debate about the role of the Greek Orthodox Church is also flaring up there. Many Greeks have questions after the COVID-related death of a senior clergyman and the hospitalization of the head of the church. The World's Lydia Manalidou has more from Athens.
The story in Greece begins with a spoon. In the Greek Orthodox Church, they use one single utensil to administer communion to the entire congregation. Churchgoers line up, and one by one, the priest spoon feeds them wine and bread, which represent the blood and body of Christ. The mixture all comes out of the same cup, which the priest dips in and out of with the same spoon. During a global health crisis, this might seem like a bad idea, but not according to the Greek Orthodox Church. As the country was diagnosing its first COVID-19 cases in March, senior clergymen like Metropolitan Bishop Ioannis of Lagavas went on TV to tell the public communion was safe. He said neither disease, not even germs, could be transmitted through this holy ritual, that in the course of the church's 2,000-year history, no one has ever gotten sick from it. The bishop wasn't going rogue. This rhetoric was coming straight from the top, from the Holy Synod, the church's governing body. At the same time, church leaders were also encouraging people to listen to medical experts and to take measures to stay safe. But communion, they insisted, was safe. Heated debates broke out on TV. Some publicly criticized the church for being careless, but many didn't want to antagonize what's ultimately an extremely powerful institution in Greece, one that's inseparable from the Greek identity. Today, the vast majority of Greeks identify as Orthodox, even if they're not really religious. Spiridula Thanasopoulou Kypriou, a theologian in Athens, says the church's initial response to the pandemic was unacceptable.
It was a perfect chance to be proactive, to give alternatives, to find solutions, to educate people.
In other parts of the Orthodox world, churches did take extraordinary measures in response to the pandemic. The Archbishop of America, for example, instructed Greek Orthodox churches in the U.S. to start giving people their own disposable spoon. In Romania, they let people bring their own utensils from home. In Ukraine, they started using a method called intinction, where the priest hands out individual wine-soaked pieces of bread to believers. Athanasopoulou Kypriou questions why the Greek church didn't go for one of those solutions.
If they had done this, say, accept to have plastic spoons, more people would go and have communion.
Other theologians have been troubled by this. Sotiris Mitralexis has written two books on the Orthodox Church and was also confused by its stance on communion.
Because it made no sense on any level.
Early on in the pandemic, the World Health Organization started listing saliva as a leading mode of transmission for the virus. So the Church's claim was scientifically questionable.
But it didn't make sense theologically as well. The promise, as it were, that there are no viral infections at play is nothing that Orthodox theology ever promised.
And not only that, but he felt like this whole discussion was missing the point.
Even if the spoon, hypothetically, were not to be infectious in any way, you're either way exposed to the possibility of infection by gathering in a closed space, by kissing icons, etc., etc. So they were not actually discussing about the issue, which is, you know, what are we going to do with the possibility of infection in the gathering that the churches are?
The Greek government did impose some precautionary measures, During the first national lockdown, churches had to temporarily shut their doors. And when they opened, there were attendance limits. But critics say it wasn't enough. At the end of last month, as COVID cases in Greece were rising, hundreds gathered inside and outside St. Dimitrios Church in Thessaloniki, in northern Greece. It was for services celebrating the city's patron saint. The church live-streamed them. In this one video, you see people in the pews wearing masks and keeping distances, but later they take off the masks and walk around the church kissing icons and other objects considered holy. Meanwhile, the priests running the service, they didn't wear masks and they didn't social distance. At least two of them later tested positive for COVID-19. Within days, cases in Thessaloniki skyrocketed, and today the region is the hardest hit in the country. It's impossible to say precisely how much events like this contributed to the current situation here, because compared to other nations, Greece doesn't have a good contact tracing scheme in place. But critics and supporters of the church alike say it would be unfair to put the whole blame on the church. Father Themistocles is a priest at a church near Thessaloniki. He says, during the pandemic, churches have been treated and judged more harshly than other parts of society. Like, he remembers when the government started requiring churchgoers to wear masks and social distance. Father Themistocles was taking the bus to work every day. People would wear masks, but the buses were so full it was impossible to social distance there. And meanwhile, people were allowed to crowd other places, like bars and restaurants. They walked around outside without masks. Schools were happening in person. The country was open for tourism. Father Themistocles also rejects criticism that the church didn't do enough to protect people. He says from the beginning of the pandemic, the church has complied with government measures, even ones that go against everything it stands for.
It's difficult because what is being asked of the church is antithetical to the way that it lives and the way that it exists.
Nicholas Denisenko is a professor of theology at Valparaiso University in Indiana and an ordained deacon in the Orthodox Church of America. He says COVID-19 has created tension for the Orthodox Church globally, not just in Greece.
It has adapted, it's been forced to, but it's a struggle.
In Greece, though, the death of a senior clergyman this month has brought that struggle to the forefront. Metropolitan Bishop Ioannis Oblagadas, the one you heard from at the very beginning defending the spoon, he died after getting COVID-19. He was also one of the priests presiding over that big service in Thessaloniki last month. Following his death, church leaders once again went on TV and pushed back against questions about the Holy Communion. But they weren't alone. Even an epidemiologist chimed in. Dr. Athina Linou said she wasn't aware of any evidence that shows the virus can spread through the communion spoon. When pushed on that, she said, "We can't solve spiritual matters, matters of the Orthodox faith, with logic." Right now, churches are closed as part of the second national lockdown, but they could open as early as next week. Spiridula Thanasopoulou Kypriou, the theologian in Athens, says she expects to see the same course of action from the church.
I don't think they're going to change their mind. They had their chance.
The questions facing the church today, though, go well beyond communion. How will the church respond to the economic and social suffering the pandemic is causing in this country? And how much will science guide their messaging when, say, a vaccine is rolled out? For now, Athanasopoulou Kypriou says, it seems much easier to argue over a holy spoon. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece. From PRX.